to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Yeah! Woo-hoo. Happy Monday, Fun Day, Camel Nation!
It is, in fact, a Monday.
So we had my kid's birthday party last night.
You did. It was so much fun.
Cheyenne showed up.
I
with
did.
Easton.
Yep.
And you know who else showed up? Everybody we invited. And we were not ready for that.
There was not a single unused invitation.
Holy guacamole.
Everyone was there.
Last year, we spent tons of money, tons of preparation, months putting it together. We had a video game trailer
that
pulled up to our house. We had a bounce house. My wife ordered all the food herself. It was insane. Four kids showed up.
Oof.
We had sicknesses in this family, and the other family is out of town, and blah, 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 blah. The list went on and on, which genuinely, I don't think anybody bailed. They just weren't available.
Life happens.
Right?
Yeah.
So four kids came. Yesterday, we were going to parlay this trip next week. I think I've explained this on the radio.
Uh-huh.
We were going to parlay the Legoland / San Diego Zoo trip into Justin's weekend birthday getaway. We were like, what are we going to do for my birthday this year, Dad? We're going to Legoland, and Woo-hoo! We're going to San Diego Zoo.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? So we weren't even going to do anything. And he, the smart kid, goes, I want to have a birthday party on my birthday. We're like, oh, shoot. We didn't really plan for that. So we might as well throw something together. Threw out a bunch of invitations. Everybody came. So it was a wild
kid. There was like 20 kids at your house.
It was kid infested.
It was wild, but
there
it was so nice to see them all playing.
There wasn't a dry surface in my house.
No.
No.
It was very wet.
Very
soggy.
Very wet. That's the best way to describe it. Yes. How was Justin's birthday, 2025?
Wet.
Well, it was wet. It was a wet one.
But it was fun.
It was
Easton
good.
Had a great time. He didn't even want to leave.
Yeah, man.
So
a lot of kids do want to leave.
I bet. The moment you turn that Minecraft movie on, those kids went wild.
Yeah, that was next level, man.
Yeah.
So, wow, what a blast. Celebrating baby Justin Lazarus' eighth birthday until next year.
Now we both have eight-year-olds.
Right?
We're going through life together.
Oh,
literally.
We both got one. Abe's got a 25-year-old.
It feels like it.
Shut your mouth.
Does she graduate this week?
Thursday.
Wow.
Woo!
Abe's about to be an empty nester.
And then her birthday is like 4 days later.
Jeez Louise.
Dang. Are you doing a mixed CD?
She doesn't really seem
no
into it right
no.
now. I mean, don't get me wrong, she still loves the music, but I think she's starting to feel self-conscious about how it looks to her friends.
Aww.
But it's something you do.
I know. Well, and I told her, I knew that this day was coming. If it was just the music, yeah, but it's all the other stuff in between, I think she's starting to feel a little goofy about it.
All right.
Like all the little skits and like...
So every year since Layla was born, since five.
It started on her fifth birthday.
You guys
yeah.
worked on a mix CD together.
Yeah.
I feel like you need to do one more.
Yeah.
She knows
Go
I'm
out
down.
With a bang.
She knows I'm down.
I think you need one more.
All
For sure.
We
also,
got some...
I want a mix CD.
Right?
I don't know where I'd play it, but I want one.
What do you mean?
That
a
was
copy
kind of, the beauty of
this,
of
or
it.
You mean your own?
No, I want my own.
Oh, well, just give me a bunch of songs. I'll put them together for you.
I don't even have a CD player.
Well,
I don't know where I would
have
play
to be a CD. Like, we say mix CD, but like the last
what,
5 years or so, I put a QR code on the back so that people could scan it and then stream it
Aww.
Instead. So the CD became more of
a playlist.
A keepsake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it on your mantle.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
A memento.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right, we got a lot of stuff to get to today, guys. Number one, new concert tickets up for grabs. Jordan Davis.
Yeah, he's going to be here in September.
And Mitchell Timpian.
We love Mitchell Timpani. And also, the biggest news of the day, we are announcing who our artist is for the Camel Koozie concert at 8 a.m.
Yes, and if you don't know what that is, it's another show that's coming up in July.
So you need to be there. Wear your koozie is your ticket.
So much to do. So much little time. That doesn't make sense. Plus, a secret sound. We still got those Morgan Wallen tickets up for grabs. If
Four
you guess the secret sound coming up at 7:30. So, lots to do, and let's get into it. Happy Monday, Fun Day, Camel Nation. Thanks for hanging out. We love you. Let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
We're going to call Haley this morning and tell her to stop it.
What is she doing?
Stop it. She keeps embarrassing her boyfriend Jackson on social media.
I'm not a part of this.
Yeah. Would you approve of unsolicited posts, videos of yourself?
It depends on how bad they are. Like, if they're outrightly like, you're trying to make me look bad.
Well, apparently.
But are they cute?
These are being shared throughout the entire family now.
I know.
Let's call her up.
Hello.
Hi, is this Haley?
Yeah, this is Haley.
Hi, Haley. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Oh, my God. Hi. Sorry, I thought you were like spam telemarketer.
No, it's Nico from Camel 107.9 with Shamel. Shamel. Camel Shamel. Nico and Cheyenne here.
Hi.
And we heard you listen to our show.
I do. I'm a huge fan. I love you guys. How are you?
We're well. Thank you so much for listening.
We're great. But of course, this means I have news for you from your boyfriend, Jackson.
Oh, God. Okay. What?
He wanted me to tell you to chill on posting embarrassing and awkward videos of him on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
He said so his brother has now started to relentlessly make fun of him to his entire family. So now his brother is watching the videos that you post and reporting back to the family. And now it's become so big to the point where his sweet, sweet grandmother has joined in on the fun.
I'm providing some really good material for everyone to watch and laugh and have fun.
You know what, Haley? It sounds like he's a stick in the mud.
Yeah.
You know what?
We're not
sounds
here
like,
for that.
Sounds like you're providing fun for the whole family.
Thank you. I am.
I like it. I think that a mark of a good relationship is two people who can jokingly make fun of each other.
Yeah.
And sometimes that includes fun social media videos, and he's just going to have to get over it.
Absolutely, Shamel. Haley.
Yes.
We love you. Thank you so much for listening. And you know what? Keep posting.
Be
embarrassing.
Keep posting.
Be silly. These are the stories you tell your kids in the future.
Yes, I agree. Thank you. Love you guys.
Nico Breaks the News. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne, sometimes my friend that you love can be my worst enemy.
Are you talking about Ryan?
From Minnesota?
I adore Ryan from Minnesota.
Yeah, I like that Cheyenne girl. We should hang out with her more often, Nico.
You should. I'm pretty great.
I love him. He's a great guy. Great-hearted person. He just a very thick skull.
I feel like this is coming with a big butt.
Very, very thick skull.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, guy, don't ask my opinion for something if you're not going to listen to my opinion for something.
Yep. Okay. What happened?
So I'm very knowledgeable when it comes to golf equipment. It's one of my hobbies.
You're an aficionado.
I collect the gear side of the game.
Yeah.
I love that part of the game. I'm not saying I'm going to be better because of one thing or another. I just like to try everything out. So Ryan's asked me about this putter, and Ryan's history in putting was bad.
It was after my one golf experience with Ryan, it was below.
It's
the average.
For a guy that spends as much time on the course, he needs to start working on the putting green.
He needs to spend more time on the practice green.
So, of course, his opinion is, well, maybe it's my putter. I need to get a better putter. And I'm like, well, it's probably your putting.
Maybe it's the fact that your feet are not lined up.
Also true. So many bad things happening.
Yeah.
So I told him, I'm like, this putter is extremely expensive that you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the quick fix.
What is expensive? What do you like?
Like $700?
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Right? Right?
All right, Scheffler.
That's like more than a driver, which driver is like the money guy in the bag.
Yeah, that's wild.
No. These putters, the lab putter, are $700 on average.
Insane.
So I said, don't do it, man. Don't waste $700. You can literally go to Goodwill and pick up a $13 putter or whatever. Go to Second Swing and pick up like a used version. Do not buy a $700 putter and think it's going to fix your swing. What does Ryan do? Ladies and gentlemen of the class of the Camel Nation, Camel Nation all together,
he bought
the putter.
Ryan.
Did it help his game?
Answer.
Yes, Cheyenne?
Is it no?
No, correct. Correct. His putting is still dog duty.
Oh, sweet. Jeez.
So I tried. That's all I can do. And he hates it now, which is hilarious because he's like,
Nico, I got to get rid of the putter. I don't know why I bought this stupid thing. Why didn't you tell me not to buy it?
No, he said, why didn't you tell me not to buy it?
No, I don't think he said that.
He knows
his faults.
Okay.
He knows. Listen, I know a lot about a little. When you give me like weird stuff, I've researched, I've done the I've done the work. Trust me. If I tell you not to buy it, don't buy it.
Did he, when he's told you that he didn't like it and he needed to sell it, did he like tell you why he ended up buying it after you told him not to?
Oh yeah, he just said he went to PGA Tour Superstore and he sank a couple putts, which I'm pretty sure that PGA Tour Superstore, they have little like ravines on their putting greens.
They want you to buy stuff!
So that you automatically make it. Like maybe there's magnets in the ball and then in the cup at PGA Tour Superstore. I don't know.
I can't.
But whenever I putt there, I'm a genius.
Yeah.
I am Scottie Scheffler.
That's what they want you to think.
It's very frustrating.
Sweet Lord.
But again, you know, you reap what you sow.
People do that though.
You didn't listen to my suggestions.
They don't. Like, don't come asking for a suggestion and a recommendation if you're not going to listen.
Exactly.
Like, that's not on me, that's on you, but people do that all the time.
That's it right there. I give no recos anymore.
No.
No recos.
Absolutely.
I refuse.
Not. What's your recommendation on this? Not telling you because you're not going to listen to me anyways.
Try it out.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Go figure it out for yourself.
God bless. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
All right, so you heard about Ryan, this ding-dong, bought a putter thinking it was going to make him Jack Nicklaus. It did not. It made him...
Still Ryan.
He's still Ryan. Did something like this ever happen to you?
Yeah, actually, it wasn't a putter. It was, I always wanted a hot tub, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Love me a good hot tub.
Who's saying no to a hot tub?
Not me.
I've been wanting a hot tub forever, and my wife actually has been telling me, we're not spending the money on that. We're not buying that. It's too expensive.
Okay.
I mean, in her defense, you could just put a tub of water outside in the middle of summertime, and you got yourself a hot tub.
True.
The weather here will heat it up.
But I'm thinking like in the wintertime, you know, all that stuff.
Oh,
like you can use that thing year round.
Yeah.
So I was just like, one day they had this like expo, you know, with all these different hot tub companies and stuff. And they had some pretty good deals. So I was like, listen, I'm going to just bite the bullet and I'm going to just get it.
Oh.
Yes.
Just have it delivered and set up and surprise. So that's what I did.
Surprise!
Nice.
Yep, surprise.
What happened? Is she now your ex-wife?
No, we're still married.
Okay.
And, you know, the best part is, like, sometimes I come home from work and she's already out there in the thing with a glass of wine in her hand.
She's living her best life.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, who didn't want the hot tub?
Oh, that's funny.
This is a beautiful case of somebody who told you not to buy something, and now they're using it more than you.
Yeah, she's like, it's so great for stress relief and all that stuff.
You're like, no way. It's like I knew that.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Yesterday, we celebrated my son's 8th birthday, and not one person went to the emergency room, Cheyenne.
Yay! Which is always a big deal when you have multiple 8-year-old boys jumping in and out of the pool.
Slippery surfaces, pool, anyone could have smacked anything anywhere.
Yes.
Thankfully, nobody got hurt. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Amen! Who do we got on the phone?
Justin in Apache Junction, what are you celebrating today?
My wife and I just bought our first camper, and we're going to go camping with some friends next weekend, so can I get an amen?
Amen! You got to break that in before Country Thunder next year.
That's right, buddy.
Cheyenne.
Yes?
There are children listening.
Hey, Country Thunder's for everyone.
Justin.
9-year-olds included.
Justin. Break it in properly, my friend. Okay?
You got it, buddy. I know. Wink, wink. I know what you mean.
Allison from Scottsdale, I heard that you need an amen this morning.
I sure do. Okay, so I, just like Nico, have started my summer shred. I did it a little bit early. I started in February.
Love that, too.
I just want to say that, like, we're approaching pool time, and that I look so good in the bikini that I bought for this summer. Like, my ass has never looked better, and this bikini bottom makes it look so good, and I need an amen for my bikini bottom ass.
Amen! Allison out here double-cheeked up Sunday to Sunday.
Yes, damn.
We might need some photo proof.
Okay.
Throwing you some amens every morning at this time on Camel.
No matter how big or how small you think the win is, we're going to celebrate it with you.
You can hit us up right now, 602-894-5653. Can I get an amen? We'll be back tomorrow morning.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Time for the secret sound. We do it every single morning at 7:30 a.m. right here on Nico and Cheyenne. Tell them what they could win, Cheyenne.
If you guess the secret sound, you're going to be taking home 4 tickets to see Morgan Wallen when he is here over the summertime. 4 tickets could be yours.
Sabrina and Tempe, are you ready to take a stab at the secret sound?
Yes.
All right.
All right, let's do it.
Camel Country 107.9.
The secret sound.
Presented by ProSkill Services.
Sabrina and Tempina. It is time to guess what the secret sound is. This is the secret sound.
Now, Sabrina, you said earlier that you have not heard any of the hints. So just taking a stab in the dark, hearing the secret sound, what do you think it is?
Is it an eagle?
Ooh. Eagle screeching.
I hear that.
It is not
it's
an eagle.
It's not an eagle. No, it's not.
That was a very patriotic guess, though.
It was. God bless America.
God bless the USA and our national bird, the eagle. No, it is not. But nice guess. Thank you so much, Sabrina.
Thank you.
Sabrina may have scratched that off a bunch of people's lists of what it could be.
Definitely possible. If that was on your list, scratch it off.
There we go.
And then today at 5, get the new clue with Mac, Dave, and Captain Ron.
Camel Nation, we are here to help you. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I don't know how else to put this because I am in a very happy relationship. But when I see all these, I'm on this app and that app and I research this and I do that, I think people are overcomplicating the dating world.
1,000%. I would agree. I am not on dating apps anymore. Actually, I haven't been on a dating app since February of last year.
Mm-hmm. How's it going for you?
I got people in my DMs.
Nice.
I'm doing just fine. I just choose not to date because y'all are exhausting. Dating in this world is rough.
It seems
and
like
it's
something
exhausting.
I would never want to do.
No,
craziness.
Yeah. Dating world nowadays is not what it used to be.
You got
to
go into dates with a lot of information nowadays.
You know what? You think that, but I actually found an article the other day by a psychologist who's like done research on first dates and dating right now. Who said that, like, you deep diving your dates prior to the first date is killing your dates.
Ooh.
And it made so much sense. And I Googled it for you.
Okay.
Because I wanted to give you the exact information. But she said that when you deep dive your dates prior to the first date, number one, you don't leave anything to your own imagination. Like, uh-huh. You've already, when you deep dive their social media and you've done all this research on them, because we're FBI agents now.
Yeah.
Freelance, CSI, yeah. Unpaid. You've now created this idea of who this person is in your head, and you either get disappointed because they don't live up to the expectation that you created in right. the reality of your imagination, and or now you have nothing to talk about. And or
oh, yeah.
You have to admit the fact that you just deep dived into 5 years ago on their Instagram. Why do you know I went to Bali in 2013? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you kind of set yourself up for failure. Now, I will say, I'm not saying don't do, you know,
Some background checking.
Like, yeah. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Facebook, you get it. But don't go deep diving their social media to see if they have one picture of their ex on there or, you know, what their mom's maiden name is. Like, stop doing that.
Yeah.
According to research done by professionals.
It's ruining the dates.
It's ruining your first dates. Like,
yeah. You don't want to
get rid of all the mystery on your first date.
You have to leave them wanting more, but that also means you have to leave yourself wanting more.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that we deprive ourselves of this, like at this time.
True.
And doing research, like you don't leave yourself that, leaving it to the imagination because you already know everything.
Yeah.
So like, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Obviously do your due diligence. Make sure nobody's an axe murderer or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. But run the police reports.
Exactly. That's totally cool. Make sure he's not dating anybody else. Make sure, you know, I get that. But other than that, stop. Like, stop. And it's not just me. Research is showing it.
Yeah. So, I come from the old school where there was no background checking. There was no research. There was no social media.
You just had to learn
it
for yourself.
So you basically had to, like, see a person, find out if you were interested in them in the first couple minutes, and then decide if you're going to take it further.
And I think that that's another great, like, example. Like, if you know that you're not for someone or they're not for you, walk away.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just walk away.
Don't waste time.
Don't waste your time. Don't waste his time. Like, if you've been dating somebody for, like, 7 months, and you're still like, oh, I don't know if I want to spend forever with them, go. If you don't know after 7 months.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you're not only fooling me, but you're fooling yourself.
Yeah.
And now you're wasting both of our times.
Yeah, but they're enjoying each other's company.
Enjoy it with somebody else. I enjoyed my life prior to you being here. I'll go back to enjoying it by myself.
And Cheyenne will continue to enjoy.
Exactly. So.
Give us your thoughts, Camel Nation. Should we get rid of the thought that you need to do a background check and a deep dive into someone's life before actually hanging out with them in a date scenario?
Yeah, the deep dive is unnecessary.
602-894-5653. We're trying to help out the relationships.
We're here for you guys.
Yeah, and we want you guys to meet each other and get together and be together forever and make little Camel Nation babies.
Exactly.
Boom.
Team Camel Nation babies.
Kate and Chandler, good morning.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So you heard about how fun dating is nowadays.
It's a good time.
Everybody's doing all this research. How do you feel about it?
I think that it's actually really annoying and exhausting to date in 2025.
Preach, girl.
I really wish that we could just kind of go back to the days where you couldn't just, like, look up somebody so easily. You know what I mean? Like, how easy is it? It's like a $5 to a background check or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not that you shouldn't do that, but, like, you just get so much information right off the bat. Like, you can find them on every social media platform. And so, like, I just feel like I'm already forming an opinion, you know, even with like Tinder and like the other dating apps, like I'm already forming an opinion before I even get to meet the person.
Yes.
Even get to like do a real vibe check before I can even actually get like their perspective on what it is that I'm thinking about of them. Right. So yeah, I really just wish we could like, I don't know, bump into each other at like the grocery store or like a bar and just kind of like hit it off and do it the old fashioned way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Everyone's trying so hard to avoid rather than just allow it to enter their life.
Flourish and blossom.
Yeah.
Also, I think something else that we forget is like people make mistakes prior to. So like if you find that red flag that you're clearly looking for, you're going to find it.
It's kind of like the old saying, if you're looking for something in your wife's phone that may tip you off that she's cheating on you, you will find it.
You're going to find what you're looking for if you dig hard enough.
That old saying.
Yeah. Wild. Well, Kate, thanks so much for backing me on the fact that dating sucks right now.
Yeah, I'm with you, girl.
Absolutely.
Well, you guys can date each other.
I am a good time. Just saying.
I won't say no.
There we go. I met the coolest old guy I've ever run into in my life.
Oh, I can't wait for this story. I love cool old guys. How old is old, first of all?
He was definitely pushing 80.
Oh, okay.
Mid-80s.
So definitely an older gentleman.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, he can be known as an old guy.
I like that. Where'd you meet him at?
I met him outside my son's karate studio. The story's so weird.
Okay.
Cave Creek is weird. Cave Creek is so interesting to me.
The most beautiful place, but it's got its...
That is where my son goes to, hi-ya!
Karate!
So I'm just sitting there. I don't like to be inside because my son's always looking back at me and like being distracted. So I just sit outside and I was just, you know, doing my prep for the show on my phone. And this gentleman comes walking toward me. He smiles. He's got this big old smile on his face. Hey, how are you?
Love that.
I said, hey, I'm doing well. How are you? And I smile right back to him. And he goes, oh, I love that smile.
Ooh.
And I was like, hey. And he sits right down next to me. Aww. Like, right next to me.
Like, rubbing elbows?
Like, very close. He's like, hey, I'm Joe. I was like, oh, hey, nice to meet you, Joe. What's going on, man? What's cooking? Good looking?
Instantly your best friend.
He just seemed like he just wanted to like have a conversation, meet somebody new. Either way, he was a very pleasant gentleman. And he was picking up Chinese food from the Chinese restaurant takeout. He was grabbing a takeout.
The Chinese food restaurant that has the great egg rolls you always talk about?
Oh, the best egg rolls. Okay. The New York style big old bomb Godzilla rolls.
I need to get those.
So good. So he's on his way out from the restaurant. He's got his food in his lap. So I didn't figure he would like be long.
Yeah.
But he made himself very comfortable. And what I noticed about Joe, now this is why I'm telling this story. Not only because he's an older guy that was very pleasant, but because he had the nastiest mouth of anyone I'd ever met in my entire life.
Like curse and, words nasty?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there was Joe's my kind
no
of man.
No filter. And mind you, I'm sitting outside a karate studio for kids. So there's parents going in and out.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Joe? Where are you from? Ah, in Chicago. It's not like it used to be. It's a war zone now. He's dropping F's like nobody's business. It was so funny. And I'm like, hey, Joe, like, you know, there's kids like right there, right? Joe did not care one single bit.
Oh my gosh.
Which is kind of what I liked. I liked the fact that he was like an older gentleman who was like, you know, comfortable with saying the F word around kids often.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious to me.
I will, nowadays, guys like Joe are like the only ones who can get away with that, number one. Number two, I grew up in that kind of environment. My dad is an F-bomb every three words kind of guy.
Yeah.
I grew up on a fire department. That's how they all are. That's how they are.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
in a small town, I can't speak for everywhere, but like in the environment I grew up in, that's how I grew up.
That was the mouth.
So when people hear it come from my mouth, I'm like, I try. I do.
That's the thing is when I hang out with my father-in-law, has no filter, which is where my wife gets, well, I mean, I'm sure a lot of things attributed to her nasty mouth, but her like straight up to my kid, like, Justin, hey, don't do that.
No, I'm like my dad.
I'm like, whoa. I'm like, we're supposed to be teaching him not to say things like that.
I feel like your East Coast father-in-law is the East Coast version of my West Coast dad.
Probably. Zero filter whatsoever.
Absolutely none. Zero cares in the world.
He makes it very clear his intention when he speaks.
Yeah.
And he could say the wildest stuff.
I envy that. But also, I'm trying to be better because I want to be a classy lady.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something to strive for.
I want to be a classy woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I meet a lot of respectful people.
I grew up in a household of, I remember I said the word, can I say b-word? Well, we bleeped it. the B word that ends in the sound stirred. Oh, I still can't say that?
No, it's fine.
Anyway,
it's
I said that one time. I didn't even know what it meant. Like,
yeah.
There, you know. And I said it in front of my mom, and I was definitely reprimanded for that. I was reprimanded for that big time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember if I ate soap for that or whatever, you know, clean your mouth out with soap, but it was bad. But man, sometimes you'll run into like an older gentleman or older lady, and they don't care.
Grandpas say the darndest things.
They do.
They really do.
And this is where we need you, Camel Nation. 602-894-5653. When's the last time Grandpa popped off? Hello, Camel Country. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who is this? Where are you calling from?
My name is Victor. I'm calling from North Phoenix.
All right, Victor. What was the last crazy thing your grandpa said?
Well, it wasn't my grandpa. It was my grandma, but...
Ooh, what'd she say?
I love it.
Some from Jackie Gleason.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, we're driving down the road, and my grandma says it, so... I repeat it. I'm like 6 years old. I get back at it for saying that, but I thought it was kind of funny when I hear you talking about.
I'm glad we could bring that back, that memorable memory for you.
It was pretty memorable. I got it back at it. I was in the back seat. My mom popped me in the mouth. So.
Moms do that. Moms can do that.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like, I don't know if you can relate at all, Victor, but when you're an immigrant and you use like English words freely that are very offensive or curse words, a lot like my dad, he didn't know he was like offending people. He was just like, oh, this is what they say in the workplace or whatever. So I'm just repeating it.
No.
So he would be like some like not even know. You know what I
mean? Yeah.
Like we're like, oh, you can't really, you shouldn't be saying that.
You can't
that,
say dude. That. That's kind of funny.
Ah, dad.
Ah, grandpa.
Nico, you know what? This
I was like, whoa.
Don't say that.
You don't really know what that means, do you, Daddy? You're about to offend some people.
I don't care.
He cracks me up.
Ah, what a legend.
Brooks and Dunn really having a moment right now.
Yeah, sure. I actually saw an article the other day that said that they think that they've got enough juice in the cannons to do a whole nother album. And I went,
Do cannons need juice?
I took a liberty with the quote, okay?
Oh, okay.
I took a liberty with the quote.
I thought you were actually quoting it.
They did say enough juice, I think, if I recall.
Okay, yeah.
I just kind of threw it in there.
A couple of different metaphors you can go off with the sayings.
I kind of combined them all together for a Cheyenneism.
Could they do another album? Sure.
I mean, they could.
Yeah. Is it going to sound like 1995, 4? Probably. I don't know.
I'm not here for it.
But didn't they just play Morgan Wallen's beach concert?
I think so.
They headlined it.
Yeah. Well, they're also on with, I think they are coming with Morgan. I think they're night two of Morgan Wallen, actually.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, they're having a moment.
It doesn't mean that it's a good moment.
All right.
I saw him at a show a year ago here in town, and it just didn't hit for me.
Oh.
You know?
All right. We'll see what they do if they're performing with Morgan.
Yeah.
Anyway, we announced it earlier today. Camel Koozie Concert Numero Dos.
With Sam Hunt. I love him.
And then we looked at his
catalog. It's wild.
Unbelievable fun songs.
It's funny because when you think of artists, sometimes you only remember like their one or two biggest hits. And then you look at their full catalog and you're like, hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit. It's going to be fun. It's so many hits. It's going to be a great show.
If you want koozies, you got to find Cheyenne starting on Friday. She's going to be out and about at a Gila River Resort and Casino.
I will be at Santan Mountain, actually, at 6 p.m.
Boom.
So for an hour, come out and find us. You can get your koozie. Your koozie is your ticket. Your ticket is the koozie.
Yes.
So come hang out with me on Friday.
All right. And we'll give you another opportunity to guess the secret sound tomorrow at 7:30. But you got to hit up Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron for the clue.
Yes.
5 o'clock today.
So grab that and then be back here tomorrow morning.
I feel like so many messages are happening right now.
It's a lot. There's a lot of things
I'm
happening.
Exhausted from this Camel Nation.
I can only
imagine what your head is about to do. And also follow us on Instagram. We're delightful. At Nico and Cheyenne. At Nico and Cheyenne. And we will see you mañana for a Taco Tuesday. Time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.